get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Oh, serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? At PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System, and it helped me lose 67 pounds in only 26 weeks. The PhD plan helps you burn fat first, not sugar. No starving, no risky drugs, no endless workouts. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism. And for radio listeners only, they're making the deal even better. They'll waive your consultation fee. You'll get 2 extra weeks of the program for free. They'll even cover the cost of your food during the program. And just for booking, you'll receive their 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. But don't wait. This guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Give them a call today, 864-644-1900, and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Walter to the Road Rage. We're back. Let me tell you about Iron Drive Floor Coatings. You work with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. They have the most 5-star Google reviews in their industry. Why? Because, well, they're better. That's why. You know, they're not the 8th most or the 4th most or the most. How is it? Well, partly because of their people and partly because of the equipment. See, it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality and the longevity of any floor coating is directly dependent on the quality of the equipment that lays it down. 12 in-stock color options, limitless custom colors. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable, transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their amazing gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way it would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. Lifetime adhesion warranty guaranteed as long as you own your own home. By the way, when you're choosing who you want to do business with, you might want to choose some of the people who also donated to this campaign. Iron Drive donated a two-car garage coating that auctioned for $2,500. So these are the kind of people you want to do business with as well, and you should know that. All right, the auctions are winding down. I needed to get in. The faucet is ridiculously low. That's a $2,000 faucet. Anywhere you check it, go check it anywhere you want. It comes in seven different color phases. If you're replacing your faucet, if you're remodeling your kitchen, this is unbelievable. It's from our friends at ProSource. It's a House of Rohl Georgian era bridge kitchen faucet with side spray in seven different colors. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a work of art. I need a bid of $600 or more. The buy it now on that, I lowered to $1,500. It's over a $2,000 value. Somebody get in on that. On the bed lining, and Ramona, you have our update there, do you not? From our friend to Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters. The bed lining, the Rhino bed lining, we're at $600, are we not?
That's right. Okay. Ryan.
Ryan is at $600. And the original bid was from who?
Gamecock Chill.
And Gamecock Chill said he desperately wanted it.
He did.
Gamecock Chill.
He's running out of time.
Yeah, Gamecock Chill, man. We got to get to 700 or more if you're going to make it yours, or 1,000 to absolutely make it yours. I want to start talking about some of the portal possible entries and where Clemson might look, the quarterbacks available. What is that poll showing, Ramona? I'll get to Tiger Ward in a second. What's the poll showing that we put up? Read the question and the answers and what we are.
The question is Clemson's 2026 starting quarterback presently on the roster? You have 40.4% say yes and 59.6% say no.
So 6 out of 10 say no, but still 4 out of 10 think it's going to be Vezina, I guess, or Denson. I guess that's possible. I sort of think of Denson as being an extra year away, but maybe not. Maybe that's part of the answer. I still think he needs to mature more physically from a readiness standpoint, but I guess we'll see. All I know is I don't think you want to go into next season with those answers. I think you need a bridge guy to get you there, to take you there, and at least to compete for that job. Tiger Ward, how are you, Tiger Ward? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, can you hear me okay?
I do hear you fine. Thank you, Tiger Ward.
Great. Walt, I want to tell you, you're spot on. I really enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
I've called into Mickey. I'm a tennis player from Clemson way back when.
Oh, yes.
When before NIL. And one thing I want to allude to is that Dabo, before NIL, was a genius.
Yep.
And you're so right about the quarterbacks. I've said to my friends, I believe even this year, if we had a good quarterback, we would probably be undefeated.
Yep.
So my question to I asked Mickey this: what are we going to do about a quarterback? He said, portal. And I agree. I'm not sure if Vezina is going to take us to the promised land next year. But my question to you is, what has happened to Dabo's judgment of talent? He obviously had great judgment with Trevor and Deshaun, but he sold us on DJ, and DJ was horrible. And I never was impressed with Cade. He looked good against Texas, but wow, what a disaster it's been. So what are we going to do about a quarterback next year?
I think this is part of this, Tiger Ward. Quarterbacks are difficult to evaluate. The NFL gets them wrong with all the money they spend on scouting. They get it wrong most of the time. They get it wrong over 50% of the time. And I would suggest to you it's really more like 70 or 75% of the time they get it wrong, especially when you consider where they draft guys or how guys fall into their respective laps. You know, in Clemson's case, you know, you picked a five-star with a Deshaun Watson, you got it right. You picked a five-star with a Trevor Lawrence, you got it right. You picked a five-star with DJ Uiagalelei. From a high school standpoint, it sure looked like you would get it right. When we saw him play against Notre Dame and Boston College, it sure looked like they would get it right. But it didn't turn out that way. And with Cade Klubnik, again, you got a five-star who was playing at a high level of Texas high school football. And, you know, Dabo Swinney compared him to Deshaun Watson. And it just didn't work. And I think the answer is, Tiger Ward, it just doesn't always work. You know, for whatever reason, the signs you see at high school, and I would suggest it's even harder to evaluate high school guys to college than it is college to pros. Because their development is at a lower level, even with alleged greatness at hand. So to me, I just think you don't always get it right. And when Clemson got it right, they were rewarded with national championship caliber teams. And when they didn't, they weren't. And I still believe this, even as we sit here today, even as I hope, Tiger Ward, that Clemson hammers the portal. I hope Clemson goes and gets 10 or 12 guys and really upgrades the roster. Having said that, there's still a part of me that believes that if Clemson had the right quarterback this year, they'd still be in the mix and they'd still be unbeaten.
No, I think you're right about that. I mean, we do have a lot of talent, but you're right. If you have a good quarterback, that erases a lot of your weaknesses.
Right.
And I certainly think that would have made a difference. But I don't know. I don't know if Dabo, you know, it seems like the risk of getting a high school player who's not tried and true, that big step forward to college, is huge. And you're right. Amazing how great those two guys were that won two natties for us. But I think no matter what, he's got to go and get somebody. Do you know, here's a quick stat. The top 10 teams in the NCAA have 38% of their players are transfer portals. Well, we have only 6% of our players in portal.
Yeah, well, you may have heard my arguments on this, and this is my argument. My argument for generic portal players has always been this. The advantage goes to exactly what you said. It's a principle of what you said. That is, these guys have played college already. So not only are they more physically and mentally mature, you hope, but they're certainly more physically mature. But you also have more to go by from a scouting standpoint because they have played some level of college football. And so your evaluation isn't as difficult with a high school kid where it's all projectable. So I think that's an advantage. And the other thing is this, and from an elementary standpoint, I think this is the truth. As I've said, I think Clemson's already at a geographic disadvantage against other national powers or would-be national powers like an Ohio State, a Texas, a Georgia, and LSU. Those schools all have tremendous geographic recruiting advantage. So Clemson is never going to be in regular high school recruiting anywhere above 7. They're going to be between 7 and 15 most years. Well, if you have a super elite quarterback, that's good enough. If you don't, it's not good enough. And I think the dilemma, as I see it, that's developed in recent years is that since these schools have geographic recruiting advantages, if you then allow them to take 12 players from this other untapped pool of talent known as the portal, and you only take 3, well, then they're just compounding their advantage. You know,
exactly.
And
no, I agree.
And that's how I think you fall behind.
But Moll, do you think Dabo has? I heard Saban said that, and maybe Saban got out of it because of this new NIL crap. But and the portal. But does Dabo understand that his old style is obsolete? It won't work anymore. You're losing to all these teams, and obviously FSU and North Carolina are outliers. They got a million portal guys with no chemistry, let's say. But I think Dabo better evolve, or we're going to be talking about the same thing next year again, right?
Yeah, I think without some change, you could suffer the same fate next year. I think that's true, and I think. Well, but I think Dabo Swinney is a very smart guy. I think he's so I think he's so true to his beliefs that have always served him well, and his belief about what college football should be. And I agree with him on that, by the way. From a principled standpoint, I think he is on solid ground. I think he's always been on solid ground. But from a keeping up with the Joneses standpoint, I think that you're starting to slide a little. And I think it, as long as you recognize that and you understand how you can better compete by using the portal, I think Clemson has a chance to get right back to where they were. I just think you're going to have to tap that source.
Well, I'll let you go. But anyway, thank you so much. I love your show.
Thank you, Tiger Ward.
And I'm still a loyal Tiger fan. I hope next year's better than this.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, thank you, Tiger Ward. Appreciate the kind words. All these people saying kind words, I think I'm dying again. Based on how much sugar content I've eaten today, I may be. Let's get going. Let's get going on the auction items. I'm running out of time. I need upgrades on both of those auctions. So let's please get going. Somebody come strong on them. We need that now. Let's get going on all of that. Amazing opportunity on both these auctions, and obviously you're supporting an incredible cause. Let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Auto Group, they're the best. Now's the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving seasons at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available, and they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. Plus, Lake Kiwi's blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. Whether you call, whether you go, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Excuse me. Tennessee Duke. Duke, how are you, Duke?
Hey, good, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Duke. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to talk to you.
Same here.
And it sounds like the Tigers for Tatas and the campaign's going really well.
It is.
Kudos out to you guys for that.
Thank you.
Hey, real quick on the, you know, you're talking about Dabo and the adaption, you know, that he needs to do it. The problem or the thing that a lot of people are missing it is, you know, when if he, let's say he wants to stay with, you know, just high school recruiting. Well, there's still a big problem with that. You still have to be able to keep them for three, four years. And then that therein lies another, you know, in-depth problem that he runs into is there's no guarantee you go out and sign the number one class or number five class or whatever. You then have to hold on to them. And then that becomes the, you know, even a bigger recruiting tool, I think, than getting them in to begin with.
Yes, but see, but Duke, look, Clemson's been very good at that part, okay?
The money hasn't been like it is now, Walt. That's the problem.
Yeah, look, I think the boundaries. I think the boundaries have to expand. I think it's simpler than that, Duke. I really do. I have made the same arguments for like 25 years in radio, and what I'm saying is the arguments used to be about junior college, and Bill Snyder used it, and others used it, and then everybody started using it. And my argument was always with junior college players that these are players who are already physically mature, and that and that it's just another pool of talent that you can't afford to ignore because there are good players
absolutely.
In there. Well, the portal is now this legendary beast which grows and grows and grows every year. And so there's a massive amount of talent in that portal that I just don't think anybody in today's world of college football in the year 2025 can afford to ignore. I think you have to tap it, and I think you have to tap it hard because I think there's you just can't afford to let – again, if you are willing to assume my position, which is that – schools like Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, Alabama, LSU have natural geographic recruiting advantages over Clemson. Well,
and they do. Absolutely.
Right. Then add into that that each of those schools are bringing in like 10 players and you're bringing in two or three, well, what happens then? Their advantages just expand. Meanwhile, meanwhile, all of the what used to be the run-of-the-mill teams in your own league, they're growing and turning over their roster with portal players, so suddenly they're competitive with you. So you've slipped down from the top teams, and the bottom teams are now biting at your heels because they have made this transition.
I.e. Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Louisville
the other
point
behind that. Yeah, exactly. Louisville, you know, you can pull a whole bunch of trees.
Virginia?
Virginia. Another one.
Virginia is basically an entire portal team.
Yeah, the other point is, you know, I've said for years, you know, since they started this thing, that I'd take a 21-year-old portal kid over a high school kid coming in any day of the week.
Right.
Because they've already been in a college program for 3 years.
Right.
And, you know, they've been practicing at college-level practice, not high school. And, you know, so it's just a different – you're getting a different level of player. It doesn't matter if they were a two- or three-star coming out of high school. They've now developed into a four-star guy looks like.
And I'll tell you something else. I think people misread some of these situations. Like, they'll look at North Carolina and say, well, look, there's the portal gone bad. No, North Carolina sucked already. You know what I mean?
They're already a sucky
program that already stinks, and so that's bad math. That's not factual.
You want
facts? Look at Ole Miss. Ole Miss turns over their whole stinking roster every single year, and every year they're a top 10 team. Duke, I got to run.
Yeah, good talking to you. He can identify.
Yep, thank you, Duke. Good talking to you. Quick break.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Looking for your dream home? Empire Homes, family-owned for over 30 years, invites you to Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. Choose from one- or two-story homes starting in the mid-300s with 2 to 5 bedrooms and up to 3,400 square feet with every detail built around your lifestyle. Right now, lock in a 3.99% year-one rate on quick move-in homes with a 2-to-1 rate buy-down or save up to $15,000 when you build. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com because your house should feel like home.
At Ingalls, we know your closest companions are the ones who are always there for you. The ones you trust to have your back, no matter what. Who make the hard times a little softer, and the good ones, somehow, a little better. That's what family is all about, whether they walk on 2 legs or 4. Ingalls, all the ingredients for family.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Done!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
We're going to have to play that again, Ramona. All right, let me give you an update. I need a power bid right now. You know the reason for the season, the reason for this campaign. I have an insane faucet from our friends at ProSource, Georgian-era bridge kitchen faucet with side spray. It's available in 7 different shades, polished chrome, English bronze, English gold, polished nickel, satin English gold, satin nickel, and unlacquered brass. It's incredible. It's all metal. It's amazing. It's $2,000 anywhere you look. We have a bid of $500. I need a $100 upgrade or more in the last 40 seconds. It has to be here by 2:30 or it doesn't count. So you have to bid right now on that. And then the same thing is true. Go ahead, Ramona. Update the Rhino lining package.
The Rhino lining package is from Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters and Rhino Linings of Greenville. And they're at 120 Pelham Road in Simpsonville.
Just give me the bid quick.
The bid is $600 from Ryan.
I need more than that in the next 14 seconds. Ryan's going to take that home for $600. And Clemson Tommy leads for the faucet. Unless there's some of their bid either online or presently on the text line. I don't see it. They're sold.
630.
Yeah, they're sold. Okay, so congratulations to those two gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you for contributing to the cause, as always. And thank you to the donors. And we really do appreciate it. All right, we have miles to go. You can get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. Let me also take care of some business, and my voice will hold up in order to be able to do so. Let me tell you about my friends at AMPM Farms. Listen, if you like steak, all right, if you're a steak man or woman, you have got to get to AMPM Farms. There's no other way to say it. When we say farm to table, we mean it. Platt and Ashley Moore, great people, own a 900-acre farm in Fountain Inn. We're talking true farm-to-table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. You know, you always see these farm markets, and they're open on, like, Saturday from, like, 1 to 3, and then you hit the train, and by the time you get there, everything's picked over, and they're really only open for, like, 10 minutes. Listen, AMPM Farms Butchery and Market is open every day. It's a true farmer's market. True farm-to-table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. They own their own cows. They don't use vaccines or hormones. This is a huge differentiator because over 95% of the beef in the country does. And trust me, it makes a difference. I have tried it all. I have had a tomahawk steak from AMPM Farms Butchery Market. I have had the filet mignon. I have had the dry-aged ribeye, best selection of house dry-aged beef in the upstate. And I'm telling you right now, as God's my witness, if you, wherever you go to get your steaks right now, if you go try AMPM Farms, you will never go back to wherever you're going right now. You will load up. By the way, you can buy whole cows or half cows. They cut it up. They vacuum seal it. They'll even deliver it for you. How about that? Organic chicken, weekly burger flights, great deals on burgers weekly, homemade sausages, three convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, Traveler's Rest, open 7 days a week. The market also has a great variety of local vendors like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington Popcorn. Wild Game Weekends include things like bison burgers, elk tenderloin, alligator, lamb, goats, just in time for football season. Make AMPM Farms Butchery and Market on your weekly stop. If you want to enhance your tailgate this season, visit AMPMFarmsButcheryMarket.com to learn more. Follow them on social media to see their selection. Visit one of their three locations, Fountain Inn on Allen Bridge Road in Greenville, Lawrence Road, Travelers West, South Main Street. When we say farm to table, we mean it. And by the way, their butchers are professionally trained. Most of them are actually chefs, professionally trained chefs as well. They will talk to you about anything, a specific cut of meat you want, how to cook it exactly. They will help you. You can go in and ask them any question, and they are more than accommodating. That's who they are at AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. They're just absolutely friggin' awesome. Trust me, you'll thank me later. You can get in if you want to talk about any of this. All right, so the next question is, if we assume certain things, we assume that Clemson 100% needs a portal quarterback, because they do. If we assume that Clemson needs to upgrade in a number of areas, including speed in the secondary, speed on the back end, length, another defensive end or two, all of these things, if we consider these elements, if we consider offensive line additions, if we consider defensive line additions, maybe an additional linebacker. I mean, we're talking 10 guys. I think that's where we have to be. I've said 8 all along. I think 8 is a minimum. And then you could have a question about whether you need an experienced running back or not. I think Clemson has great young talent at running back. The problem is you're not letting any of it really play. And therefore, you can't go into next year not knowing who your quarterback is, not knowing who your running back is, to my way of thinking. And I think Gideon Davidson and EZ are very talented guys. But I still think you might need a veteran in that mix. But I think it all starts with quarterback. You need to bring in a quarterback who can potentially win this job. I think that's where it starts. That's wherever your portal hole ends, it starts there, to my way of thinking. Brock, how are you, Brock? Good to have you.
Hey, what's up, Walt? Hey, Brock. I was just wondering, doing a little underdog searching tonight on Underdog Fantasy.
Yeah.
And, you know, they allowed – I don't know how it got passed, but they allow the one bet on the spread or the point spread or the total or the money line with Underdog. Have you seen that? Have you been playing on Underdog?
Yeah, I play every night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I do too. So I wanted to ask you real quick, what's your feeling on James Madison and Texas State tonight? Is there any plays that you're playing tonight, or are you just staying away from the game tonight?
Yeah, but I don't.
I'll take your comments off the air.
Thank you, Brock.
Thank you, buddy.
I don't have anything on that game as yet. I believe James Madison's a 7.5-point favorite. They're a good football team, but I really like Texas State's coach and Kenny. And I expect them to hang around, maybe even pull a bit of a shocker there. But I think they hang around in that game. I don't love it, though. I don't love it enough to pull a trigger on it, just to tell you. Speaking of underdog, though, and Brock is in on underdog, and that's what we're talking about. It makes it all a little bit better. Whether it's fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties are back. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. By the way, if you're following some of the young players in the NBA so far, just go back and listen to my NBA draft special show, because I told you who was going to be good and who wasn't. And it's certainly playing out that way even early on. We also have a whole bunch of guys who have hit the 50-point mark so far. Four guys, none of whom you would really have expected going into the season. So there are some big numbers being put up in basketball plays in the NBA on Underdog. So there's a lot of ways for you to win. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite player will go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, and more. Get your picks right, you can win 5,000 times your cash. I'm not in on anything yet tonight, but of course I will be. I am every night, and I often give you live plays on air. I just don't have any yet. I'll tell you a couple things I like, though. First of all, it's still Boostober, so you're getting boosts on everything. So boost away. Take every boost you can. Next, in the NBA, I love live in-game action. Now, you have to steer, and you have to be quick, because the numbers change constantly. But I love live in-game action because I think it gives you several competitive advantages. One is that you already know what type of game it is. In other words, normally if you play a game before the beginning and you might play a player to go, I don't know, higher than 26 points, and then the game turns out to be a 140-88 game and your player winds up only playing 24 minutes, well, you probably don't get there. But if I'm playing live in-game, I already know whether the game is competitive, so I know it's not going to be a blowout. So there are certain advantages that I think you have that I would explore. I also look at guards' rebounding numbers, because sometimes you get real value. Like, I seem to play Steph Curry rebound numbers a lot. Like, I'll get him in the second quarter when his number is 4, and he'll have 2 rebounds in the first quarter, you know, and I'll play him to go higher, and he'll go to 6. Look, download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. So right now you have Boostober, you have the NBA, you have promo code ROADRAGE to score $100 in bonus funds. Are you kidding me? Let's go. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncbgambling.org. It is Underdog, and you will 100% thank me later. There's nothing like Underdog. Trust me when I tell you this. Also, before we get a break, we need to catch up on a little more business. Let me tell you about my good friends at Ace Home Co. Look, man, winter is coming. Brooke was already complaining about how cold it is.
I know, I thought about that.
Right, the other day. She'll really be complaining when that temperature's in the 20s. But will you be complaining? Well, you will if you lose your heat. And that's when you're going to need Ace. And the good news for you is they're coming, man. Whatever emergency you have, man, they are coming. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and Air is the team Upstate families count on. They handle everything. Repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating, too. From furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. How about that? And when emergencies strike, like we just talked about, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliable. proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities. Look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, my friends at Ace Home Co. are offering you a free, that's free, fall maintenance for their new customers. $189 value. Get in. Take advantage of that as a new customer. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. You'll thank me later. They're the best. Quick break.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Elevate your golf cart experience with Golf Cart Service, proudly serving Spartanburg and the upstate of South Carolina. Whether you need rentals, leases, or access to our extensive club car inventory, we've got you covered for both fun and business. Our mobile service truck ensures hassle-free maintenance right at your location. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, or call 864-574-4616 to discover easy financing options and more. Golf Cart Service, simplifying your ride with convenience and expertise.
One bag at a time makes a big difference. Help clean up Anderson County one bag at a time. If every household countywide collects one bag of litter from your neighborhood, imagine how much better it would be for everyone. All we're asking of you is one bag at a time. Make it a fun project for your family or your neighborhood. What a difference we can all make. Anderson County Solid Waste will provide cleanup supplies. Just call 260-1001 to report bags and request supplies, one bag at a time.
Get ready, Upstate. The legendary Jason Carter, renowned fiddler for the Del McCoury Band, is bringing his own Jason Carter Band to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, Friday, November 7th. From the Grand Ole Opry to the Grammy stage, Jason's fiery fiddle and soulful sound will have you tapping your toes and clapping your hands all night long. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPack.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this unforgettable night of world-class bluegrass.
Kate Klubnik here for my good friends at Fred Caldwell Chevrolet in Clover. I've been driving a beautiful Silverado truck from Fred Caldwell for several years. I can't say enough about Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys at Fred Caldwell. They have made it so easy for me, and they can do the same for you. Text or call Martin at 704-534-1014. Yup, he will answer and handle you right over the phone. Again, 704-534-1014. And tell Martin I sent you, or visit FredCaldwellChevy.com.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill, and every note of Tiger Rag on Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main and Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPMFarmsButcheryAndMarket.com.
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear, as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo, we have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Petroid Road, exit 90, on I-85.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilA.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
We're here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Again, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong.
All right, Walt Deptula, Road Rage. Let me just restate a old-time position for a second and remind you of people I frigging hate. Okay, I hate these people. And you know what? Trump needed to do something about this. This administration, every administration need to do something about this. You know, the last I knew, we had 20 labs, Ramona, who are still monkeying around with creating far more virulent strains of COVID and other nonsense. And that's how this all started to begin with. And we were involved in it in China, and that's the way it worked. And we all know the truth about that now. We all know the truth. We all know it wasn't food market contamination. We know it was people in a lab messing around. And we still have that. There's a lab in North Carolina. There are at least 20 of these labs, probably more, that are still messing around with more virulent strains of COVID under the guise of, well, we'll be prepared if it happens. The only threat of it happening is you idiots. You're the only threat of it happening. If you're not involved in whatever you're doing, then there is no threat to the rest of us. The threat comes from you idiots. That's where it comes from. You're playing with fire. That's the old adage. That's what you're doing. Breaking. A truck hauling aggressive lab monkeys infected with hepatitis, herpes, and COVID strains crashed on I-59 near Heidelberg, Mississippi. That's all I have right now. That's all I have. So in other words, monkeys now may be on the loose.
What are they carrying them around for like that?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. They're messing with other labs. That's what they're doing. You know, we have too many of these labs that are experimenting with these things where, again, they're the only threat. If you're not experimenting with creating more virulent strains, then more virulent strains aren't going to hit us. The only chance of them hitting us are from you. And when you truck them around the country. And so I don't know, you know, I have no idea what the deal is with these monkeys. I don't know what strains of COVID they're infected with, or for that matter, the hepatitis, herpes. Apparently, they're infected with everything. Really good news for the people around Heidelberg. And for the rest of us, if these monkeys are infected with a far more virulent strain of COVID, and far more virulent strains exist, far more deadly. Look, I saw those interviews in Capitol Hill. I saw Rand Paul grill Fauci. I don't care what you think about either one of those individuals. It's of no consequence to me, okay? This is an apolitical statement. This is a well-being of all of us, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, all of us. None of us can have this, Okay? None of us can have these little play-at-home scientists who are injecting monkeys trying to intentionally create more virulent strains under the guise that they'll be able to protect us should something happen. Again, if you're not creating that and fooling around with it, then there's no danger of it happening to us. So they're trucking these monkeys around, and again, I'm assuming this is a true story. It's being presented as such, and it shows the photos of the damaged truck and the whole back of it is smashed open. So I'm assuming there's no specific mention about the monkeys being escaped, but I'm assuming that that's the rest of it. I don't know. All I have right now is a truck hauling aggressive lab monkeys infected with hepatitis, herpes, and COVID variations crashed on I-59 near Heidelberg, Mississippi. And again, I would ask, why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? The way to protect this all is to shut all that crap down and put those people out of business, which they should be out of business. So I don't know, man. I don't know. You could get in, but probably not. All right. Tomorrow, I want to talk about possible targets for Clemson in the portal. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about Clemson Duke. We'll talk about some of the games from this past weekend, some of the games coming up. We'll get to all of that. And we'll have a spectacular auction. I'm assuming that my voice will be fine by tomorrow. All right. I see that Reese Davis has chimed in on 12 playoff teams. All right. So that's the next question. As of today, okay, you can forget your preseason statements, all right? Almost everybody's preseason statements are right out the window. They're basically gone. Now, look, there were some things that we hit. I said Texas A&M would be the best Texas A&M team that we've ever seen. I think that's been proven right. I've had a few of those others like that. I had Texas Tech before the year. I had BYU 8 before they lost Retzlaff, and that's pretty much where they are. Now, I got scared. I got scared with Retzlaff, but I shouldn't have been because Bachmeyer has been the real deal. So as of today, if you could start over, what 12 teams are making the playoffs? Now, one of them's got to be a G5 team. What 12 teams are making the playoffs? All right, I think we have some givens, right? We have some givens for making the playoffs. Ohio State seems like they're a given. I think Indiana is a given. I think Texas A&M is a given. All right, that's the given line. The line one is the given. Line two would be the almost givens, right? That's not misgivings. That's almost givens, correct? So line one, these three are definitely in the playoffs. All right, Ramona, you're gonna have to take this down. I think Ohio State, Indiana, and A&M are all 100% playoff teams. Does Hal know something about the monkeys? He does? Oh, let's talk to Hal then. Hal, we appreciate you on the spot news people. So what's going on, Hal?
I read the full article about an hour ago, and they were being shipped from Tulane University headed through Mississippi, I think maybe to Alabama, to a testing lab. And the truck crashed. Tulane University said if they're not contained at the site of the wreck, shoot them.
Oh.
And they killed all but one. Last update I saw, they killed all but one, and it was still on the loose.
Well, Hal, that's really comforting, Hal. So, in other words,
one of those outbreak monkeys is on the loose.
Right. So these are basically walking, living time bombs, because that's the only reason that Tulane would have for wanting them shot on site if they've escaped. Correct?
Yeah. And they said they had all escaped, but all but one was shot. And like I said, last update I saw, it was on the loose, and they were looking for it.
You know that lurch sound, Hal, from the old Addams Family? That's right.
Yeah.
I'm making that sound, Hal. I don't like that, Hal. I don't like that at all.
Sounds like they got them all but one, but yeah. that one could start an epidemic
right.
if they haven't found it.
Yeah, Ramona's saying there's the outbreak monkey right there. Yep. Hey, Hal, I appreciate very much that update. I really do. Thank you. I appreciate you getting in and telling us because I had no idea.
No problem.
Thank you. Okay. How disconcerting, Ramona, and worrisome is that? That Tulane has set out instructions that if they were to escape, make sure you shoot them on sight.
I know one thing. I told him, I said, I wouldn't want to go to Tulane.
Right. Tulane out. Right, Tulane out.
You know?
Yeah, they're out as a possible destination, okay? Now we know why Willie Fritz left for Houston. Tulane out. You know, again, what on earth are they doing at Tulane? What are they doing to these monkeys at Tulane?
And that's sad, too, because if they weren't doing stuff to the monkeys, the monkeys wouldn't be dead. They would be somewhere living monkey wherever monkeys live.
Right. They'd be wherever monkeys live. Exactly right. Right. If they weren't turned them into guinea pigs.
Right. That's cruel.
We turn monkeys into guinea pigs. Yeah, if they weren't doing any of that, the monkeys would be perfectly healthy wherever they normally are and carrying whatever virus they normally are, you know, where they're supposed to be, that we wouldn't have to worry about.
The monkey virus.
Right, the monkey virus that we wouldn't have to worry about. Now, we've apparently injected them with all these different kinds of viruses, and now they're on the loose. At least one of them is. And who knows whether these people are telling the truth or lying, because you know they're going to lie. You know they're going to try and cover this up every way they can. I mean, how worrisome is that they don't want him recaptured? They just want him shot dead.
Yeah. In other words, don't touch me.
You've got to stop this nonsense before it is too late for all of us. There are far more virulent strains of all this stuff that just kill people on sight that they're creating. Oh, my God. I just don't know. I mean, it's just really just absolutely unbelievable. And it just seems to get worse all the time. You know what? Let me tell you where it gets better and where it definitely can get better for you at holiday time or on any other day, because any day makes a great time to give the gift of Turner's Jewelers. Look, even during the holidays, you don't need a special occasion to give a truly unforgettable gift. By the way, being in the doghouse can be a good reason for an unforgettable gift. That's right. It's not too early to start planning that perfect Christmas present. Oh, not too early. Of course it's not. We're at the end of October, gentlemen. I'm the wrong person to say this because I missed her last minute, but that's not what you want to do. You want to do as I say, not as I do, because I am like Mr. Put Things Off. You don't want to be that way. You want to get to Turner's and get it all done. Make an ordinary day feel like Christmas morning with a little sparkle from Turner's Jewelers. Turner's is a family-owned jeweler with over 65 years of expertise and a legacy of trust in the upstate. You're not kidding. Not to mention the fact, Mark Turner donated $2,000 to this campaign, which is just unbelievable. Now, next year, Mark has to remember who sells his jewelry and make sure he donates that money on this show. But trust me, you need to get to Turner's. It's just a special place. It's privately owned. It's not a chain. Whether it's just because gift or something more meaningful, Turner's helps you say it beautifully. Explore their curated collection of necklaces, bracelets, earrings, rings, each made to wow. From diamonds to sapphires, silver to gold, there's something for every style and every story. You'll find stunning fresh jewelry every time you visit. There are new pieces for every season. Work with our expert in-house jewelers to design a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry now. If you can dream it up, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. This holiday season, make sure to give them a gift they'll always treasure. Bring the family together. Build precious memories with a surprise from Turner's Jewelers. There's no place like Turner's. Estate pieces, Rolexes, jewelry for grooms, they have it all. It's always the right time to give a Turner's Blue Box. Browse anytime online, turnersjewelers.com. Visit the store in the Opwood Shopping Center in Seneca for personal expert service. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets Diamond Know-How. State of Mississippi and Alabama.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
once-in-a-lifetime athletes all happening at the same time. For the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Evan Cohen.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. 97.5, Spartanburg. AM 1560, we Cal are the 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the roar.
I'm Christine Lisi. No rest for the weary tonight. Blue Jays and Dodgers, following their six-hour marathon in Game 3 of the World Series, meet up in Game 4 tonight in L.A. First pitch just over an hour from now. Los Angeles in a pretty good spot, up 2-1. Points out ESPN MLB insider Jeff Passan.
Game 3, when it's tied 1-1, if you win it, you win 69% of the time going forward historically. And so for the Dodgers to take that and then have Shohei Ohtani back on the mound for Game 4 with Blake Snell lined up for Game 5 and Yoshinobu Yamamoto for Game 6, the Dodgers feel great about the position they're in right now.
Regarding Ohtani, considering what he's done so far in this fall classic, Blue Jays plan to take the bat out of his hands and intentionally walk him. Toronto counters tonight with Shane Bieber in Game 4. Blue Jays DH George Springer out of the starting lineup with an injury, so Bo Bichette takes his spot at DH. He'll hit third. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa slots in at second base, and Vladdy Guerrero Jr. moves up to the number two spot in the lineup. Third edition of the Frozen Frenzy underway on ESPN, ESPN2, and ESPN+. All 32 NHL teams in action tonight. Penguins and Flyers tied at 1, first intermission. Flames leading the Maple Leafs 1-0 after 20 minutes. Toronto's John Tavares, one goal away from 500 in his career. Golden Knights and Hurricanes knotted at 1 in the first period. Blue Jackets and Sabres are scoreless in the first. History could be made in Dallas tonight when the Stars host the Capitals at 8:30 Eastern on ESPN. Washington's Alex Ovechkin, one goal away from becoming the first player ever with 900 career goals.
Hey, this is Rich Eisen. Coming up on Wednesday's show, Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, Oregon head coach Dan Lanning, and the very funny Keegan-Michael Key stops by.